This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat across much of the nation. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect in many areas from the northeast to the northwest. The temperature could reach 110 degrees in Portland, Oregon before a weekend cool down. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is preparing to take over now that Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced he will resign following allegations that he sexually harassed several women. Here's our Shelley Adler.
While the 63-year-old Democrat emphatically denied intentionally showing any disrespect toward women, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation. But Cuomo still maintains his innocence.
The report said I sexually harassed 11 women. That was the headline people heard and saw and reacted to. The reaction was outrage. It should have been. However, it was also false.
Cuomo will leave in 2 weeks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul taking over. I'm Shelley Adler.
Four states have more people hospitalized with COVID-19 than at any other point in the pandemic. Nursing staffs are badly strained. The states are Florida, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oregon. Some experts are urging school systems to require that children wear masks in school. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Masks in school have become a flashpoint across the nation. Some parents are demanding the protection. Others see it as a punitive action or harassment of their children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Democrats have pushed a $3.5 trillion framework for bolstering family services, health, and environmental programs through the Senate, the latest victory for President Biden. Senior members of President Biden's administration are in Mexico for talks on how to slow illegal migration to the U.S. This is AP News. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Trump-friendly broadcasters over fraud claims. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Dominion Voting Systems filed lawsuits Tuesday against right-wing broadcasters Newsmax and One American News and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne, a prominent ally of former President Donald Trump. The lawsuits allege Dominion was damaged by false claims that the vote-counting machine maker rigged the 2020 election for President Joe Biden. Dominion says the barrage of baseless claims cost it $1.6 billion in lost profits. Dominion filed defamation lawsuits earlier this year against Fox News and Trump allies Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. No agency has found evidence of fraud sufficient to sway the 2020 election results. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow gained 162 points yesterday. The S&P up 4. The Nasdaq lost 72. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.